learned from him that we will carry with us the rest of our lives. And we want people to know that, while he may have led a wild life on shore, when the Cornelia Marie or any of the other boats Dad skippered left the safety of a harbor for the dangerous waters of the Bering, he was a serious, dedicated, accomplished captain, revered among his peers. The number one responsibility of any captain is to bring his boat and crew back safely, and no one took that obligation more seriously than Dad. He never let his desire for full pots of crab override his determination to steer his boat into the safest position to retrieve his catch. Though he obviously felt a special closeness for us, his sons, above all the other members of his crew, he was just as concerned with their well-being as he was with ours. When it came to finding the crab, nobody was more skilled than Dad. Every captain has his methods and his secret locations, but our father's seemed the most rewarding. Not a day goes by for either of us, no matter where we are in the world, without someone coming up and telling us how much he misses seeing our dad. We hope that for all his fans, this book will in some small way bring him back to life. To tell this story, we have enlisted the aid of New York Times best-selling author Steve Springer and fellow writer Blake Chavez. They have talked to the key people in Dad's life and are presenting a picture of him that